This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom.
Grizzlies were listed as a threatened species in the U.S. in 1975 and as endangered in Washington in 1980. Now scientists do not have enough evidence to say there is a population at all in the North Cascade ecosystem, which covers about 9,800 square miles in Washington. There have been 4 confirmed reports of grizzlies there over the past decade. Now officials are looking for questions and concerns about proposals to potentially reintroduce grizzly bears to the North Cascade ecosystem. More than 300 people came to a public meeting in Darrington, one of 8 meetings in Washington State last month. After getting feedback from the public and from local leaders, the Park Service and Fish and Wildlife have decided to extend the time people have to submit comments about the grizzly bear planning efforts.
That's right, Matt. Recently, Congressman Dan Newhouse shares his concerns about artificially introducing a grizzly bear population.
If they come in naturally from Canada, as they apparently there has been some crossover back and forth over time, that seems to be a more natural progression. So I would be okay with that. That's kind of the taking no action option. But to artificially introduce them, to me, I haven't heard from, frankly, any of my constituents yet that are clamoring to move forward with this. And like I said before, I think that the people that have to live with the bears should be the people that we listen to and not someone that's not from the area.
You've just heard Matt Rice with Sportsman Spotlight. For more information, visit us online at sportsmanspotlight.com.